Hello, I'm Steve Ashley, and today's half-hour edition of Hot Pipes looks at, or shall I say listens to, the music of 1927. George and Ira Gershwin's Wonderful from the original 1927 stage production of Funny Face, with headliners Fred and Sister Adele Astaire, and incidentally the first time Fred danced in Top Hat and Tails. That was Tony Fenelon and the second Wurlitzer to grace Hoyt's Regent Theatre in Melbourne, Australia, recorded in 1968. DeRoy Records, owned by Derek Marsh, produced some 100 theatre pipe LPs during its approximately 10 years in business in the 1970s. DeRoy's output was of variable quality, some of it very good and some, well, just so-so. But at least his legacy has left us with tracks that otherwise would never have been issued, such as this, Silver Moon from the Dorothy Donnelly and Sigmund Romberg show My Maryland, played by Arnold Bloxham on the Wurlitzer of the Paramount, later Odeon Leeds.
Thank you.
Another DeRoy release featured an all-too-rarely-heard Horace Finch, who for so many years performed on the Empress Ballroom Wurlitzer in the shadow of Reginald Dixon. The quality of this track of Miss Annabel Lee leaves a little to be desired, but the artistry more than makes up for the technical issues. The song was co-composed by comedian Sidney Clare, bandleader Lou Pollock, and singer Harry Richman in 1927. Miss Annabel Lee from a DeRoy release of Horace Finch, along with some audio clean-up by yours truly to reduce the harshness of some passages. And so to something rather less rambunctious, Irving Berlin's Blue Skies. No fewer than 6 recordings charted in the US in 1927, including one by the aforementioned Harry Richman, whose voice rivaled that of Al Jolson. Here's a track that Tom Hazelton taped for an LP release while he was the chief organist at Pizza and Pipes in Redwood City, California. Thank you. relatively unknown pairing of Phil Ponce and W.C. Poller seems to have been a one-hit wonder with Dancing Tambourine, although Poller was a prolific ragtime composer, better known under his pseudonym of W.C. Powell. In any event, Dancing Tambourine was a perfect song for George Wright's double-tracking experiments on the Richard Vaughan Residence Wurlitzer. Thank you. Just a Memory, and today's contribution from the incredible team of Buddy De Silva, Lou Brown and Ray Henderson, who were truly one of the hitmakers of the 1920s. That was veteran silent movie organist Lee Irwin and the Little Wurlitzer in the home of Ben Hall in New York. The same Ben Hall who in 1961 wrote The Best Remaining Seats and who was tragically murdered in his apartment in 1970. Jack Yellen and Milton Ager also composed a large number of songs from 1920 to 1930, including the Vodo Dodio Blues, Glad Rag Doll, Happy Days Are Here Again, and this, Ain't She Sweet, which in 1966 Don Simmons recorded on the Wurlitzer in the Oaks Park roller skating rink in Portland, Oregon. She Sweet, which was a chart topper for Ben Burney and his orchestra in 1927, Don Simmons and the Oaks Park Wurlitzer. It's Waltz Time, and the second in this 1920s music series from the pens of Lou Pollock and Erno Rappi. In 1926, their hit waltz was Charmaine, and in 1927, it was The Turn of Diane, which you may remember from the 1964 revival single by The Bachelors. It's back to Blackpool, but this time it's Reginald Dixon and the Tower Ballroom Wurlitzer. It seems that today's show is all Wurlitzer, not by design though, just the way the tracks fell. The Fox Theatre in San Francisco housed one of the finest, and after many years languishing in the Lanterman home in La Cañada Flint Ridge and storage in Los Angeles, it now plays frequently in Disney's flagship theatre, the El Capitan, on Hollywood Boulevard. This is one of the finest arrangements on theatre pipes of Can't Help Loving That Man from Oscar Hammerstein II and Jerome Kern's Showboat. George Wright and the Fox San Francisco Wurlitzer from a 1956 album for Richard Vaughan's Hi-Fi label. The last of today's songwriters of 1927 is Vincent Newman's, and a song that was introduced in the stage musical Hit the Deck. Hallelujah was actually composed, but never published in 1918, as a march for John Philip Sousa's band and reworked for the stage. From an album released in 1967, this is Don French and the Wurlitzer in the Oriental Theatre, Portland, Oregon.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, Don French and the Wurlitzer in the Oriental Portland. It would have been very easy to fill today's 1927 show with songs by just two or three composers, but I limited myself to one track per team. And of course, I had to leave out some great songwriters, which I hope to correct on my next Hot Pipes featuring some music from 1928. Until then, it's goodbye from Steve Ashley.